KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
It's virtually over, 2012. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is KUOW. We're talking about the year gone by, and we're talking about, in the news, there'll be the top 10 news stories of the year. Well, on the conversation on the last day of the year, we turn that around and we ask you about the top news stories in your life, the things that happened to you that will resonate with you forever. Maybe it was moving. Maybe it was graduating. Maybe it was beginning something. Maybe it was ending something. Give me a call at 206-543-5869 and summarize your 2012 in about a minute or less. And perhaps you'd like to put it in the form of a haiku. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Totally compress it down. See what you come up with. Here's what we heard from earlier today.
My name is Megan Jasper, and I work at Sub Pop Records as the label's executive vice president. And for me, in 2012, the most defining moment was on Election Day when Ref 74 passed and it made same-sex marriage legal in the state of Washington. I was so psyched and so proud to live in a state that was able to support equal rights.
Maybe it was something in the news, but maybe it was something in your personal life. We don't live in the news. We live in our own lives, and not that the two don't intersect, but often it's the more personal, the moment of something that happened to you and maybe only to you that will resonate with you in the future. 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. And maybe you'd like to say something to 2012. Nancy would say to 2012, grow up. And our producer, Arwin Nix, agrees with Nancy about that. If you were going to say something to 2012, what would that be? Talk to 2012. Give me a call, 206-543-5869. I feel like the therapist. Talk to 2012. Go ahead. Talk to 2012. What would you want to say to 2012 about your feelings? 206-543-5869. We're going to hear another haiku coming up next. Andy on the Koto. We have David on the line calling from Ballard. And David, you've compressed your 2012 into a haiku. Would you like to read it for us?
I got a puppy this year. He is cute and loves to chew.
He is cute and loves to chew. What's the puppy's name, David?
Toby.
Toby?
I turned 8 last year.
Congratulations. That's quite a landmark. Now, is Toby chewing anything you'd rather not have him chew? Is he chewing up your toys or anything like that?
No, he just chews his toys.
Good. It's a good thing he only chews his toys. That's sometimes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, David, good luck.
Sometimes the chairs.
And sometimes the chairs. David, thanks for calling. Have a great new year, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. We've got another haiku here, and this one comes to us from Randy, and Randy is listening to us today in Tacoma. Randy, good afternoon. What's your haiku for 2012?
Fired from my job, lost a potential boyfriend, new year not so good.
Sorry to hear about it, Randy, but you'll be able to throw this year in the garbage very soon in 2013. I hope we'll go better for you.
Yeah, I do too. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. What do you have to say to 2012, or what will it stand out for in your future? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Could be a beginning, could be an ending. Maybe you just finished school. Maybe you're starting school. Maybe you're going back to school. Maybe it has something to do with something in your work life or your home life, or maybe it has to do with something else entirely. Maybe it has to do with travel. 206-543-5869. We're going to go to Sharon, who's listening to us in Kirkland. And we've got a lot of people with haikus, but we're going to hear from Sharon first in Kirkland. Sharon, good afternoon. Tell us about your 2012.
You know, I wish I were creative enough to have sent you a haiku.
That's okay.
There were lots of changes in 2012. But the major one that's going to stay with me is I launched a new business, Bubby's Bread. We make traditional breads that are frozen so that it makes it really easy for people to have really good organic, kosher, home-baked bread at home. And we got into all the PCC stores. throughout the greater Seattle area.
That's great. So you have to scale up, huh?
You are exactly right. It's been a year of really hard work, and I wanted to actually give a shout-out to KUOW and NPR because you've gotten me through many, many hours of dough making and, in fact, have my hands in the final batch of 2012 right now.
Thanks so much for telling us about that, Sharon. And I'm glad we're able to keep your mind busy while your hands are.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So starting a new bread business and getting all her bread into those grocery stores. That's pretty fantastic. Okay. Andy, your finger's okay? You can play a little bit more? Okay, hit it. Andy Hirst provided the Kodo accompaniment today among his many, many talents. Let's go to Nancy, who's listening to us today in Wallingford. Nancy, you have a haiku for 2012 for us.
I sure do. Kitchen remodel. There were so many delays. Finally, it's done.
That sounds like a great... How long did it take?
Well, the long version is 7 years. The short version was about 5 months.
That's long regardless. A lot of takeout food over that time, I'm guessing?
Yeah, yep, and microwave in the bathroom.
Microwave? That sounds dangerous. Well, I'm glad it's done.
Thank you very much.
All right, Nancy, thanks for calling. Maybe it's something about your house that got finished. Jackie's on the line, and she's giving us a call from Shelton today. We're just sharing stories about 2012. You know, all those top stories of the year aren't in the newspaper. They're not on the Associated Press wire. They're things that just happened in your life, and we're asking you to share them today. Jackie from Shelton, tell us about your year.
Yeah, my son, who I raised on my own, has gotten a great job in Oklahoma. He was in the military from 18 to 24 and worked in part-time jobs and finally got, at 30, a wonderful job. The only problem is it's in Oklahoma.
That is a problem, isn't it? That's a long haul to Oklahoma. So was he still here was he able to come for the holidays, Jackie?
No, but he's coming for his birthday in January.
Great. Well, that's terrific. What kind of a job is it?
It's a computer specialist in a casino.
Well, that must be a big relief on your part to finally have him find a place.
Right. It really is, because I'm retired, and it was getting a little difficult, but it's wonderful now.
That's great. He made it to that. Thanks a lot, Jackie, for your phone call. I appreciate it. If you just tuned in, we're talking about your 2012, and maybe you'd like to say something to 2012, the year. Imagine the year is sitting in front of you. What are you going to say to it? 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. Let's go to someone else who we heard from earlier today.
Really what it showed was that as we become more connected and more knowledgeable about the world that we live in and understand how macro patterns and things like that can be translated to predict the future, it's going to reshape how we understand and affect the world that we live in. But for me, watching how one man with a spreadsheet and some data from publicly available sources could predict the outcome of one of the biggest decisions that we've made in this country was amazing.
And that was Ben Ha. You might remember our conversation with him, or maybe you've heard of the Cheeseburger Network. I think so. He's the CEO. And what he was talking about was Nate Silver and his blog 538 that did some amazing things with numbers correctly predicting the outcome of the presidential election in all 50 states. I think he got one Senate race wrong. And that for Ben Hu was kind of a defining moment of 2012 because it said a whole lot more. The presidential election also was dominating the news from actor Tom Skerritt. He kept his message to us short and sweet about his peak event of 2012.
So what you want to know is my defining moment, which is the reelection of President Obama.
Tom Skerritt, known for his roles in MASH and Alien and Top Gun and Steel Magnolias, among others. And also lately, he's been doing some work with some veterans and using acting to kind of help leverage them back to health. 206-543-5869. What will you remember 2012 for, Shelby in Bremerton?
Hi there. My 2012 moment was I gave birth to my daughter on April 3rd while my husband was on deployment.
Wow, kind of bittersweet that he couldn't be there.
It was bittersweet that he couldn't be there, but he got to come on Easter, so it was just a few days later.
Now, are you all up on those communications devices that allowed you to, like, do a live picture so he could see his brand-new daughter?
Unfortunately, no. He's on a submarine.
So. Oh, well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
And when's he going to be home again?
Oh, he's home now.
Oh, that's great.
He's home. He got to be home for the holidays this year.
And how's your daughter doing?
Oh, she's great. She's almost 9 months old now. So.
What's her latest trick? What's the latest new thing she's doing to amaze
crawling.
You? She's crawling.
Yes.
Yes, and
which is a blessing, and then
right,
not so good. The
right,
time.
Then it's like you got to keep even closer eye on your daughter. What's her
exactly.
name? What's her name?
Celia.
Celia. Hey, Shelby, thanks for telling us about Celia. And
thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Shelby. We're talking today about 2012 and what you think about it. We've got a lot of people who have taken the time to sit down, think of their 2012, and compress it down into a haiku, three syllables. Three sentences of poetry, five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. And Andy Hurst, our engineer, is playing the Kodo to accompany you. Andy, go right ahead. Lee is on the line calling from the Denny Triangle. Lee, let's hear your haiku.
Wonderful. It is bone on bone, limping, got new hip by surgeon's knife, brings new lease on life.
Boy, and I know someone who recently got a hip replacement also, and it sort of changes their life around, changed your life around too, it sounds like.
Well, it's just amazing to not wake up in the morning with pain. So I feel a lot younger, and I think my friends have noticed that I look a lot younger too, because I think you wear your pain on your face.
Right, and in your gait, you probably look a lot younger also.
Well, it's wonderful. I missed walking, and so now I'm looking forward to the spring and getting a lot of long walks in.
Terrific. Hey, Lee, thanks for telling us about it. Let's go to Devondo, who's listening today in the Maple Leaf neighborhood. And Devondo, I understand your poem has to do with something that you accomplished this year. Devondo, what? Go right ahead with your haiku.
Hello.
Yeah. You've got a haiku.
I'm on today, and I've got a haiku. As typical, not the 575.
All right.
But 5881 or 2.
All right.
pushing the limits of the envelope, of course.
All right. Let's hear it.
Here it is. My book published. Revised priorities ahead. A life on a spiritual path. Osho.
What's the book about, Devondo?
Devananda. The book is about my, it's an autobiography, a memoir about my life on the spiritual path. And I wrote it at the direction of one of my spiritual teachers. 23 years ago, I started the book, and I just completed it this year.
Wow, what a great feeling of satisfaction.
Oh, you boy! Yes, absolutely. And I've gotten some wonderful praise from it, and it's so satisfying to put into print. You know, to try to express in words these things that are truly inexpressible.
Devanando, thanks very much for telling us about it and expressing something. Writing something down is just a way to kind of understand it. Let's go to Catherine and Cedro Woolley, who's also got a haiku for us. Catherine, thanks very much for giving us a call today. What is your haiku?
Well, thanks for this. All right, here it is. Joyous, wild rumpus, our dear family gathers in sacred chaos.
Catherine, I want to praise you for getting the word rumpus in, one of my favorite words ever. That was extra points for that and the haiku.
All right, no problemo. Thank you so much.
You nailed it. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Claire, who's calling us today from Squim, and she's got a story for us about her 2012. Claire, thanks so much for taking the time to call us from Squim. Tell us about the peak moment for you in 2012.
Well, on December 9th, as you remember, that was the first time that gay people can get married.
Yes.
I married the first couple. I'm a chaplain in our Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I married the first couple in Clallam County on December 9th. And since then, I married a couple of women on Friday, and I have a marriage again tonight. It's so exciting because Referendum 74 was turned down by the people of Clallam County.
Oh, really?
Yes. So to me, this was a wish come true.
Now,
these women are all have been together, some for as long as 21 years and 26 years, and now they can be like the rest of us, legally married.
Wow. I mean, a wedding is a joyful occasion in any case, and in particular for these people who had to wait so long, there must be quite a bit of a resonance to it.
It is. It is. It's a great joy. I'll never forget every one of them.
Claire, thanks so much for sharing that with us. And a lot of people thinking about the year 2012 and what it meant at the polls when it came to same-sex marriage and what that in turn has meant for their lives just within the last month or so. We've got time for maybe a couple more phone calls at 206-543-5869. But we have another haiku. Andy Hurst, hit it. Anne is calling us today from Kingston with her haiku. Anne, go right ahead.
Love that Kodo. Great new boss for me, lung cancer for my brother. 2012, sweet sour.
How's your brother doing?
Not good.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he's very chipper, but it wasn't good.
No.
So. And I actually, you know, I thank you because I wasn't even really thinking about 2012 until I listened to the show today.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that ambivalence about it, something that shines through for a lot of people. It's hard. You rarely have everything being great.
Yeah. Thanks for the Kodo. I love it.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Sean, who's listening to us today from Bremerton. And Sean, I understand you are a naval officer?
No, I'm not an officer. I'm a petty officer.
A petty officer. And you've taken the time to think about 2012 and put it in the form of a haiku. Would you want to share it with us? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Let's see if I can remember. It's written down on my phone. It kind of hurts. More time spent at sea than on dry land this past year. Will not re-enlist.
You've had it. Enough.
Yeah.
Hey, I always wondered this about people who are in the Navy. Do you ever get seasick?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never been seasick, but a lot of people will. Like, I'm on a submarine, and we don't have a keel, so when the seas roll, we really roll. So it can be kind of rough sometimes.
Wow, another story from Bangor, from our Submariners in Bangor. Hey, Sean, thanks for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
Let's continue with haikus. We have Candace on the line, and she's calling us today from Whidbey Island as we're sharing the great stuff, the not-so-great stuff of 2012. Candace, you've got a haiku.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Okay, here it is. Daughter's asthma bad. Resuscitated, she is born anew. Thank you.
That sounds great. I'm glad to hear that she's doing well.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Candace. And thanks for all of your haikus and all of your thoughts about the year 2012. We're going to end with Lee, who wrote, "The highlight of 2012 for me was my mother's 80th birthday, 80-kilometer bike ride on Pensacola Beach in Florida. After being diagnosed with osteoporosis last year, Mom bought a recumbent tricycle to continue bicycling. She decided to spend her 80th birthday riding the length of Pensacola Beach with anyone who wanted to join her. And that is a great way to end the year. And thank you so much to everyone who helped us make the conversation over the year 2012. David Hyde, our producer, of course, with Arwen Nix. We get production help from Molly Williams. And some of the people who helped us, Cameron Drews, Joshua McNichols, Abby Reinhardt, Nick Visser, Christina Darden-Yort, Megan Walker, Leslie McClurg, Ellie Ferguson, Rachel Sala.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.